Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, yes, indeed. At 10 past 5 is the time. Good afternoon, Doc.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you?
Well, thank you, Doc. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, indeed. Praise the Lord, indeed. I'm glad that we are connecting once again. Couldn't have you last week, man. I got sick while I was on air and could not continue with the show. Do apologize for that.
No problem. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Now, we want to talk about how the diet affects, the brain. And several dietary components have been identified as having, effects on cognitive abilities. And amazingly, the food that one eats affects neurons, which are rather major cells of the brain, and not just in terms of emotional and mental state, but also the ability of the brain to receive, store, and even process information. Now, Doc, how much of an impact can diet really have on one's intellect?
Oh, all the impact that we can think of. The thing that we often forget is that the brain is part of the entire body, and it's an organ. It's a system in the body.
Yeah.
And it's the most important. In fact, the brain receives the most oxygen. The brain receives the most fuel, if we use the word fuel, that we take in our body, that is processed and into our brain.
Yeah.
But God, in His infinite mercy, has given us something to block. They call it blood-brain barrier.
Okay.
That does not, to a large extent, allow poison to get to our brain easily, except really push it, then it will get in. But to not say we want to underestimate, the fact is that if we don't eat right, our brain will not be right. It is the food that we eat that will build the cells in the brain.
Yeah.
It's from the food that will help just all the things you have mentioned, the brain structure, the cells working to help to learn, to think, and to do tasks. Without the proper and the right type of nutrients in the brain cannot work as it should do. And I tell you, that's why we have so much going on in the world today that is just not right. Because people are eating wrong. They are not putting the best nutrients in the body that will go to the cell. Therefore, the brain is not functioning properly.
Yeah.
It's so sad to note, but that's just the sad fact that our brain today, we are not giving it the best nutrients. And it is affecting how we think, how we make decisions, and our ability to work. Whether we are tired or whether we are strong and happy, it depends on the food that we eat.
Quite interesting. Is it possible though that maybe someone is just not, academically gifted, and it has nothing to do with their diet? Is that possible?
Well, it is possible to have a, let's call it inherited, or things from the genes. Yes. Definitely possible. So the brain can be diseased from the womb. That's also possible. But even today, children who are having problems, it has been well documented related to the nutrients that goes to the brain.
Wow.
Whether we are having enough omega-3 fatty acids, the B vitamins, vitamin C and E, magnesium, iron, all of these key nutrients, they affect how the brain functions. And as soon as we do not have that being supplied to the brain cannot do its work. It is just that serious. So, yes, science has been able to identify some specific nutrients that once they are lacking, immediately you see the result in the functioning of the brain. It is that interesting.
Wow.
And so because that is just, this is not fiction again, this is just fact.
Yes.
It's just the fact. What we eat is what we are. So if what we eat is what we are, It is what we eat that makes the brain that determines who we are.
Mm.
Because it is our brain that determines who we are.
Mm.
So whether I'm going to be able to walk and I'll be strong and healthy, it depends on what I eat.
Wow.
So that question that there may be some genetic factor, yes. So, but the word gifted is the one that we cannot really put in there that, yeah, some people are gifted. Well, that gift comes from the good food that they have been eating.
Ah. Yes.
Because you see that some children are better favored than others. They have parents who can afford to put them in the right environment where they can have the best food.
Mm.
Now, when you look at developed countries and developing countries,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we see a lot of the difference in what they eat. But notice also with the trend that we are having today, that the developing countries are malnourished.
Mm.
Why? Because they are eating a lot of overprocessed foods, a lot of wrong fats, and they are not eating the real foods. And today we are seeing the result. Except if we close our eyes.
Yeah.
But if we keep it open, we can see that the developing world is suffering from malnutrition.
Mm.
And that malnutrition is affecting the brain of the children, the teenagers, the young people. You can see it now.
Mm.
It's palpable that there is a work done by Margaret Stitt. I've read her books. And how she has found she worked in the parole system where juvenile delinquents are brought.
Mm,
and she found a direct correlation between what these young delinquents are eating and their behaviors.
Mm.
And she found that they can be helped by changing their diet. And I have another book by Mr. Duff.
Yeah.
He wrote something about blues, where they have seen that reformed schools, once they change their diet, these children get reformed. They take them from the high fatty, wrong fats, mind you, all of the fats, the trans fat especially, and they put them on the right type of fats, the omega-3 fatty acids
mm-hmm.
that are found in nuts, in seeds. These are healthy fats that the cell membranes get, and they have the proper structure and the proper function.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be changed. The brain function can be changed by changing the diet, the lifestyle.
Yeah.
The B vitamins, because when you see children, especially young people today, they take a lot of French fries, corn chips, and all these burgers and so forth. And immediately it is affecting their brain. And once they change them from this diet to a more natural diet, close to nature, whole foods, their behaviors change automatically.
Mm.
The police department in their schools have nothing to do. They are not running after them. And I see it, I know it too, when I joined the Pathfinder to take children on field trips and camping. We remove all the sugar, all the donuts, all the caffeine from their bags. We are able to keep them quiet in the bus.
Wow.
We are able to help them eat the food that we brought to camp, and they will be well behaved. But we allow them to take all the sugar stuff. Oh, boy. We'll be running after them here and then trying to keep them from danger, having to physically restrain them. But once we get them on the right diet, their brain function right. So we are looking at giving young people more natural foods that will supply the B vitamins. The B is all of them. The antioxidants, the fruits, the vegetables, the whole grains. Then the magnesium that is often gotten rid of once we process our foods. The iron, that once we don't have enough of the natural foods, it impairs cognitive function, memory, attention. So you see young people now, they are looking for academic standards to be lowered so that they can move to the next level.
Yeah, yeah.
because their brain cannot cope with schoolwork. They are tired. All they want is, yeah, people say the screen affects them, the phone and so on. But if they eat the right food, that screen will not have such negative impact on their brain.
I see.
In fact, they want to put that phone down and do some other things. They want to go out and play sports. Mm-hmm. They want to do something else than sit down with the phone. But when their brain is not well functioning with good food, the next thing is just to sit down with the screen, watch the iPad and the phone and whatever that is just something you can sit down and watch. Mm-hmm. And it's not that many of these children, me as I'm studying and reviewing, it's not that they are lazy. It is because their brain is not having the right food.
Yep.
It is that important. It is that serious. So what's the main thing? The difference is processed high sugar foods. They contain high amounts of processed and high sugar things that lead to inflammation, oxidative stress, and impaired cognitive function.
Mm-hmm.
All the saturated and trans fats that are consumed in high amounts, they impair blood flow to the brain and they increase the risk of cognitive decline. The food additives, the artificial sweeteners, what do? They have negative effects on brain function and cognitive performance. There is the arachidonic acid that has been identified in the frontal lobes of young ones or middle age or adults who take a lot of eggs or trans fat foods. It does not allow the proper functioning, especially of the frontal lobe. I don't know what else to think, but I'm thinking that what can we do? What can we do? Because even to sleep, what we eat affects our sleep. And if we don't sleep well, we don't have proper cognitive performance. It's all related. It's so much related. The food affects our brain directly. There's no guess in this again. It's well established. So it's time to begin to eat the right food. What do you say?
It is actually time. I 100% agree with you. But tell me, so you're saying that just with a change of diet, it will have that positive impact. But there's no two way about it.
Yes, with all emphasis. There's no two way about it.
Yeah.
I have read enough materials.
Yeah.
I have been involved with children and young adults,
mm-hmm.
and I have seen it happen many, many times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. All right. Well, I must thank you so much, Doc, once again. Always enlightening conversations here on AWR together with yourself. And I do hope that our listeners have enjoyed this very, very beautiful conversation once again. Blessed Sabbath to you and a fantastic weekend.
And I wish you the same. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.